Our topic is dream interpretation with the tarot, and our guest, Karen, has graciously offered to perhaps do some dream interpretation for callers tonight. We do ask that if you call in for dream interpretation, that your dream is fairly simple. We can't get through an entirely complicated dream tonight in our short time together. So if you have a fairly simple, easy dream, well, maybe not easy to interpret, but easy to explain dream, and if it can be done, and Karen also indicates that recurring dreams are really important. So maybe there's one that keeps coming to you that you'd want some guidance on. Again, call-in number is 718-664-6906. Also, hello to all of my friends in chat. I see so many beautiful people there, and a warm welcome to all of you. I'll do my best to keep an eye in chat as we move through our time together this evening. If you have something you want to share or a general question, you're welcome to do that through our chat room. So let me get to our beautiful guest this evening. So excited to have Karen on our show. Karen Hollis is a natural intuitive. When she was young, she noted that her grandmother tended to accurately predict events before they would happen. Her mother would know who was on the phone before she picked it up. Any of you have that happening, especially lately? She would make an offhand comment about what was going to happen, and things would unfold just exactly as her mother had said. Karen would get sensings that certain things were going to happen. Certain people were going to experience certain things. Some things were worth doing, others were not, all without any of the experiential background one would expect from someone with a certain knowledge. As she grew older, she met a woman named Virginia Randolph who helped her hone her natural talent as an intuitive. She began reading tarot cards because she had an interest in the artwork on the cards. Later, she began a study of the regular playing cards, as well as palmistry and graphology. Graphology is the study of handwriting. She has found ways to utilize her natural talents to serve others who want to know about themselves, their relationships, business decisions they plan to make, and how best to utilize any special information they can obtain in their everyday lives. Karen continues to study the deep symbolism in the tarot, as well as the traditional playing cards, to use that special knowledge to help you make creative decisions about your present and your future. And tonight, she will help all of us understand how we can use the tarot to help us interpret our dreams. So let us welcome Karen to the show.
Hi, hello, Karen. How are you?
Hi, so excited to have you.
Hi,
how
everybody.
Are you doing tonight?
I'm so glad to be on your show. That was so nice of you to invite me. And I'm kind of looking in the chat room here and seeing all this activity that's going on, but I'm not as good at multitasking as you are, so I think I'll just be an observer from afar. I saw that Sealark had made a mention. Can you tell me about the spiritual journey I'm embarking upon? And it was interesting because you pulled the butterfly this evening as your card for this evening's show. And the minute that I saw Sealark's message here on the board, I pulled two cards from the tarot to try and speak a little bit to what's going on. The Two of Pentacles came out, and that is a card of balance, and that's finding your balance. And I also got the Sun card. So this evening, apparently, we're going to be talking about how we find our balance using any tool that we can. And once we find our balance, how do we put ourselves out in the world in a more balanced way so that we're happier. So, Sealark, I think you're embarking upon a spiritual journey where you're no longer kind of cocooning. I had the World card sitting here in front of me, so it saw you cocooning for some reason. And so that's the card of the woman who dances within a world of her own. And I don't know if that speaks to you or not, but in any case, I thought I would try to at least speak to something on the message boards here before we got started. So thank you for having me on your show. It's a pleasure.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for sharing that information. That is I think very accurate for many of us right now, trying to find that balance, and many of us embarking upon a spiritual journey of some sort if we haven't been doing that already. It feels more intense now, even for those of us who maybe have been doing it for a while. So great information. So I want to share the call-in number one more time, too, in case anyone would like to call in with their dreams. Again, they do have to be a wee bit simple because we don't have a lot of time to get through a really long and complicated dream tonight. Our number is 718-664-6906. And, of course, Karen is available any other time if you'd like to contact her. Her website is very simple and easy to remember. ReadingsByKaren.com. ReadingsByKaren.com. So if you do have one of the more complicated dreams, perhaps that's the best way to contact her. But you also do a lot of stuff. You offer readings. Tell us about the services you offer.
Oh, my gosh, there's so many now. Over the years, I've added different services and different classes. And like yourself, you know, everyone finds the right time for them to decide whether they're ready to embark on delving into different subjects. I am going to be teaching a beginner tarot class, and that's going to be coming up. And the beginner tarot is going to be March 6th through April 24th. That's going to be a comprehensive 7-week workshop for those who wish to learn the tarot and its mysteries. And at the end of the class, you're going to be able to read for family and friends, providing that you do the study. So, again, you can go to readingsbykaren.com and click on classes. And those classes will be held at my office at 2433 Main Street, Suite Number 9. I have a wonderful training room that people will find very comfortable. I'm also teaching The Fool's Journey and the Tree of Life, which is an advanced tarot class, and that's the major arcana, or what we call the trumps cards. This particular class is going to be a comprehensive 7-week workshop for those who want to learn the secrets of the major arcana as they correspond to the Kabbalah in the Tree of Life. So we're going to learn about the Fool's Journey from birth to death to rebirth, and what that means is this is kind of like the gauntlet that we all have to run in our lives in order to get to a certain spiritual level. And even for those who have studied beginner tarot in the past, this is not a course that has a prerequisite for beginner tarot. You can sit back and just let me kind of, I guess, expound on what I know about the 22 trumps and the Tree of Life. You'll find yourself amazed by all the information that comes through. I also have a how to read a regular deck of cards, and that's going to begin on Thursdays, April 26th through May 31st, for those who've been interested in how to read a regular deck. So I'll let you go to the classes page, folks, and you can decide what you want to, you know, do with that. Also, there is going to be online learning coming, and that will probably happen in May. So there's going to be downloads from my site for online learning. I offer couples readings for those people who are interested, and the couples readings are where both of you are sitting in the room and we go through what's going on in your relationship. For all those ladies who can actually talk a man into coming in for a couples reading, you're welcome to do that. And then also, certainly there are half-hour readings and hour readings that are available. So I do a lot of different things. That's just a tip of the iceberg. Go to the website, readingsbykaren.com, and you'll see what's going on there. So that's kind of my little public service announcement for this evening. But I just wanted to say to your listeners that tarot can be a wonderful tool for self-exploration in the spiritual sense, and that no one should be afraid of using the tarot for taking a real good look at where you are in your life and where you want to go. So that's kind of my idea of where you need to go to find out what's going on at readingsbykaren.com. Now, I'm located in Rocky Hill, Connecticut, and it's very convenient. It's on the Silestine Highway, for those of you who are familiar with Rocky Hill. But we're talking about dream interpretation this evening, so I certainly would love to do a dream interpretation for one of your callers. Does anyone there have a dream that they'd like me to interpret, maybe something that's been bothering them for years, or is a recurring dream, or is something that they'd like more clarity on? If so, please do give us a call. Until then, Laura, may I go through the steps that one needs to take if they want to interpret a dream?
You know, I would love to actually perhaps start with a little bit more basic info about tarot. Would you mind doing that? And then we can
sure.
work up to the steps.
Sure,
so,
of course.
I was actually going to ask you why somebody would want to use tarot, but you kind of already said that. You must have heard that question psychically.
And I wanted to make mention to you also, you had mentioned my mother, who is very funny. I had called her home and left a message, and I didn't realize that her and my father had made it up to the casino this evening. And so I called my mother and left a message at home and said, "Mom, I know you'll call this evening. I know you normally do this, but I'm going to be on this radio talk show. And so I just want to let you know everything's fine." Well, she called 5 minutes later and she said, "Well, I'm up at the casino and you rang. You said something about you were busy." I started laughing, so I thought that was quite appropriate for this evening's introduction of what goes on in my family. We're a little freaky that way, you know, but in any case. But yes, I'd love to expel that.
I could see how that could be a problem if you're trying to hide something.
Oh, there's no hiding anything from her, you know. There's no hiding anything from my mother. I always thought she was just your mom. You know how your mom always knew everything? I had no idea that it was to this level. But even 2,300 miles away when I lived in Denver, Colorado, it was like this. But so you wanted me to speak on tarot. What specifically were you interested in knowing, Laura, or what do you think your listeners are interested in knowing about the tarot?
What I would love for you to share based upon your knowledge and experience with the tarot is this something that resonates for everyone? Is this something that you kind of have to be drawn to? And can anyone figure out how to use the tarot? Because sometimes I have clients or customers who are a little intimidated by it.
I think that the tarot will speak to you at whatever level you begin at with the tarot. I think that the frustration with the tarot that I hear from my beginner students when they come to take my beginner class, when they first walk through the door before we even start our first class, is that there are so many tarot books and so many tarot decks on the market. How do I know which one to choose, and how do I know whether this is the right tool for me, you know, to use for spiritual enlightenment, as it were, or even to just use as an everyday tool for pulling a card and seeing what's going to happen for the day. And what I would say about that is that, again, my experience has been that the tarot will speak to you at whatever level you begin at. But the way to learn tarot is really, truly, to associate a meaning with each card. In some ways, there are, of course, traditional meanings for each card in the tarot. The sun card, of course, is the best card in the tarot and is hope and bright prospects of the future. And, you know, there are traditional meanings for the cards. But I would say to you that if you have a particular meaning, if a card speaks to you in a particular way, and there's a meaning that comes through for you, then you need to think of this like a symbolic language. It would be like learning Spanish or French or some other language. You know, in Spanish, we all learn that pantalones means pants, okay? So everyone who speaks Spanish knows that pantalones is pants. You just need to set up a language between yourself and spirit that you both understand, okay? So if the sun card means something different to you, as long as you set up a line of communication with spirit, for some, the sun card means living in balance in your world, because, of course, it has like a naked child on a horse, but you notice he's not riding with a saddle. So for some people, the sun card means balance, okay, not just hope and bright prospects for the future, but it means balance. So every card may speak to you differently than it speaks to another reader. That doesn't make it right or wrong, okay? It just means that when you ascribe a meaning to a card, I recommend that a student stick with that meaning, okay, because then you've set up a language between yourself and spirit that works for the two of you. And if that helps your listeners, rather than going to four or five different books, looking up the meanings, and making it harder than what it really needs to be, because it doesn't need to be that hard. I think we make the tarot, or the tarot, however you want to pronounce it, I've always been taught it's called the Royal Road of Tarot. People make it harder than it needs to be. I think people are amazed at how simple it really is when they sit down and learn it in an organized fashion. Does that make sense?
It makes awesome sense. And so my next question is, a lot of people are afraid of tarot for a variety of reasons. Is that something you can ease for people, is that fear?
Oh, of course. I mean, as a professional tarot reader, I, of course, you know, the media has really hyped up certain cards, and we have all these scary movies that show the death card, of course. We might as well bring that elephant out into the room, and also, you know, the hanged man, what does that mean? And some of these cards that have really, the meanings have been skewed by the media into something more than what they need to be. The death card can simply mean a death to that which you know. It can be a transition. So I always read it as transition and change. When you're reading tarot or tarot for people, you want to make sure that you're not creating anxiety. I think it's very important not to create anxiety. So I make it a personal note never to predict death. And that doesn't mean that it doesn't come up in the cards on occasion, but that's not my choice, okay, to share that because, of course, I'm not the divine or the grand consciousness or God, if you will, okay? And so I always choose to read the death card as transition, okay, transition and change. The hanged man, you'll notice he hangs by his foot and not his neck, and he hangs in the number four, which is stability. And around his head, you will see in the tarot, you're going to see light. So he's actually waiting for spiritual enlightenment. Okay, he's hanging. And basically what he means is a need to be still. Wait for spiritual guidance. Stop running around crazy, you know, that kind of thing. So I think that some of the tarot cards, getting back to your original question, Laura, have been skewed by the media to be very scary, and they don't need to be. I also feel that the tarot, unlike other type divination tools, does not open a door to another realm necessarily. And by this I mean that these are, the symbolism can speak to you. Certainly, when I do mediumship, there are times when people's relatives will come through the cards with, you know, with messages and what have you. But for the most part, I see them as benign objects of symbolism that can give us a greater consciousness and connection with the divine.
So it seems like a perfect fit, although I never really thought about it until I read your article. The reason that I knew that you did this dream interpretation was you wrote an article in the Door Opener in the, let's see, it's here, in the winter issue, our winter issue that we just had. And so it seems like a perfect fit, you know, now that I think about it, because of course the tarot can take us in really, really deep. It can take us into the subconscious and what's going on. And isn't that what our dreams do too?
Absolutely. In fact, when you shuffle tarot cards, okay, and I want your listeners to understand this, when you allow a practitioner of tarot to have you shuffle the cards, essentially what you're doing is you're shuffling your subconscious into the cards. Because your subconscious knows everything about you, past, present, and future, that reader has direct access to what is really happening in your subconscious mind. This is a very powerful tool, but it can be a very powerful tool in both a positive and a negative way. So you want to make sure that you're working with somebody who is reputable, okay, is not going to create anxiety, and is going to be trustworthy in accessing your information, okay? So again, as you said, it's a very wonderful tool for dream interpretation because our dreams are all about our subconscious, and that's exactly what the tarot accesses, is your subconscious mind. And of course, that's what our dreams access as well. So I don't know how many people recognize that that's what they're doing. In the hands of somebody who's not a professional, the tarot can create anxiety and fears. Because if someone reads your hopes and fears that are lurking in your subconscious mind as the future, then what are they doing? They're really just regurgitating back to you that which you already know. But it's not necessarily the future. So it's important to make sure that, you know, you trust the person that you're working with. And I'm sure that in your client relationships, you know, you have formed relationships over the years that are lasting and meaningful, as have I. You know, it's very important to have that. But the tarot is wonderful for dream interpretation. It's fabulous.
I think you bring up a really important point, and I like to, and I've shared this on the show many times and on my blog many times as well, just because a reader says something doesn't make it true. And so you always want to filter that through your own intuition, your own common sense. And I don't believe that as readers we're supposed to scare the bejesus out of our client. That is definitely not why I'm there. And so that is a good signal, in my opinion, that you're not with someone that is the right fit for you. How do you feel about that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, you're there to lessen your anxiety, not to increase your anxiety. And so I absolutely agree with that statement. I think that, you know, and I just want to mention that I think that that's one of the reasons why people have been so shying away from the traditional tarot deck or the tarot deck. It has a lot of deep meanings and can access a lot of important information. So, again, you know, go to somebody that you trust, that you want to share your life with, who is going to give you positive feedback about how to put one foot in front of the other and move forward in a balanced manner. So I think that's important. Yes, absolutely.
So this looks like a good time to take our really, really quick, brief commercial break, because I don't know how it happens, but time always goes by so fast when I'm doing the show. We've already gotten to our halfway mark. So it's a very short commercial break, I promise. And then if it's all right with you, Karen, when we come back, we do have a caller with a dream who's joining us on the phone lines and also in chat, so we can go right to that caller, and then you can share those really helpful steps. How does that sound?
That's excellent. I can't wait.
Okay.
Great.
All right. So hang in there with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for love and guidance regarding a relationship or situation in your life? Are you seeking more understanding of your soul's purpose? Or would you like reassurance that loved ones are still with you from the other side? Laura Rose is an intuitive medium who offers messages of love and light, peace and hope. She can bring forth helpful information from your spirit guides, angels, or deceased loved ones that can assist you in making decisions and assure you that you are on the right path, or simply bring harmony to your life. Laura is also a Reiki master who offers Reiki healing sessions to restore balance to mind, body, and spirit. You may join Laura by appointment at her business, The Purple Rose in Tariffville, Connecticut. She offers phone readings and distance healings, or simply call her at 860-658-9888. You can also visit her at her website, www.thepurplerose.net, for more information. Again, that phone number is 860-658-9888, or visit her at thepurplerose.net. The Purple Rose, discover nature's spirit. Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Discovering Nature Spirit Radio Show, and I am your host, Laura Rose. Tonight we are talking about dream interpretation with the tarot. If you do have a kind of simple dream to be interpreted tonight, you're welcome to give us a call. Our call-in number is 718-664-6906, and our guest tonight is Karen Hollis. You can find her contact information and all the things that she offers by visiting her website, which is readingsbykaren.com. Karen, you still with us?
I sure am.
So let's take that caller and let's get right into showing everyone how we do, how we,
I'm sure that you do things equally as interesting. It's true.
Thank you.
Is this Kengi that we're looking for here?
Yes, this is area code 631. Call, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hi, what's your first name?
It's Sandra.
Sandra, I'm going to turn it over to Karen and see what she might need from you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, Sandra, so very nice to meet you this evening, you know.
Nice to meet you as well.
Yeah. Just for all of the people out there who would like to also follow these steps themselves, what we're going to do is we're going to go through your dream, and we're going to kind of pick apart the segments of the dream, and then we're going to go ahead and interpret them, okay? So the first thing, yeah, it's really kind of interesting. So the first thing that you want to do with any dream is to write down the dream exactly as you remember it, and then you want to divide your dream into segments that make sense to you. So I want you to think about that for just a second, because you know your dream better than I do, okay? You might call each segment a scene, okay? But we're going to be brief and simple, so one or two sentences is all we're going to need for each part of the dream. So why don't we start with you giving me how the dream starts? And is this a recurring dream, or is this just a dream that came about suddenly?
Just a sudden dream.
Okay, so this is a sudden dream that just showed up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so why don't you tell us what happened in your dream? Let's break it down in segments. What was the first thing that you recall?
The scene one would be that I was at a very fancy party wearing a very beautiful flowing dress, and it was set outside with a lot of people, and it seemed like some of them could be famous as well.
Okay. All right, then what happened in your dream? Let's take this as segment two.
I met a man who was very attractive and seemed to be very, intently pursuing me.
Okay.
And there seemed to be a real connection between our eyes, almost as if we were soulmates.
Okay. Then what happened?
I felt like I knew him.
This is getting better and better every minute, Sandra. Okay. I like this dream. I want to be a part of it. Okay. And then... Then what happened?
And then at some point he was talking with me, and we seemed to be sharing a few minutes of just enjoying each other and enjoying the party. I kind of got the sense that he might be throwing the party, or that he seemed to be important because everyone was gathering kind of around him. He seemed like he was the it guy of the party.
Okay, so he was talking with you, enjoying the party, but he seemed important, okay, which is an important part of this whole thing.
Yes.
Okay, then what happened?
Then I was kind of starting to mingle. You know, I didn't want to take up his time, and I didn't want to seem eager to have met him.
Mm-hmm.
So I was mingling, and he seemed to get very intense, like he was following me a bit, and he kept trying to put himself in whatever circle I was standing in.
Okay. All right. And how does, from there, does the dream have a Hollywood ending, or does it keep going on, or how does the dream end?
Well, interestingly enough, he tried to, I don't know if it was like a fundraiser of some sort, but he offered me money, which I thought was very interesting. I don't know where that comes in, but first $1,000. And then he donated $10,000, and I remember going back to him and saying, "This is too generous. I can't take this. It's too generous."
Okay.
And he was saying, "No. You must take this." And then at some point, he introduced me to his daughter. That's
okay.
How the dream really ended. And
okay.
I kind of felt like, "Wow, he's really like pushing this along. He must really like me because he's pushing this along, like."
Sure. Okay, and so he introduced you to his daughter, you met his daughter, and then suddenly you wake up out of this beautiful dream. It seems like a pretty interesting dream, right?
Well, I kind of talk with her, and there seems like it's all simpatico, like me and her getting along. He seems to be kind of like on the outside edge, like looking very happily that me and her get along, and that kind of ends the dream. He seems like he has a smile on his face. He's pleased that there's a connection between me and her.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and interpret your dream. Let's see what this really means. Okay.
Okay.
So so what I like to do is kind of invoke spirit. So so what we want to do is to go ahead and do that. So I want to say, spirits work with me and for me. Okay. Please tell me. Okay. What was this dream that Sandra had? We're going to break it down by scene. Okay. So Sandra,
okay.
I'm shuffling the tarot deck right now, and I'm going to say the scene, and then you're going to tell me when to stop shuffling, and we're going to see what card is on top of the deck here, and we're going to interpret it. Okay. So we're going to go through each part of this as quickly and efficiently as we can. So in scene one, you're at a fancy party. And you're in a flowing dress, you're outside with a lot of people, okay? So what does this represent in your life, okay? So here I am, I'm shuffling the deck, and we're asking Spirit to give us more guidance on this. Go ahead and tell me when to stop shuffling, if you would, by just saying stop, okay?
Okay, stop.
Okay, perfect. All right. All right, so the first card that came out of the deck, okay, was the Nine of Pentacles, which is you in a garden, okay, with money all around you. How appropriate is that? Interesting. You know? So this is how you would like for life to be, okay?
Oh, yeah.
A little easier than what you have going on now, okay?
Yeah.
And so I would interpret that to be that a need to allow yourself maybe to party more or to enjoy things better, okay, or more, and that this is what life can be when you actually slow down and allow yourself, okay, to enjoy little things. Because here you are outdoors, okay? The outdoors to me represents expansiveness. And the Nine of Pentacles is a woman in a garden with money all around her. So how appropriate is that, right? Now, the Nine of Pentacles also has a bird on her arm, and that is enough to amuse her. Okay, so that's interesting. So are you allowing yourself enough time to really enjoy the things in life that you want to enjoy? Because the sense that I got from the card was that you're really focused and you don't have a lot of time.
I do stop and smell the roses from time to time, and I'm starting to do it more and more. Like, I'm starting to allow myself to just really enjoy anything and everything.
And that's the message, is allow yourself to enjoy everything that you possibly can, you know?
Yeah.
Let's go to met an attractive man who was pursuing you. Okay, let's see, what does this represent in your life, okay? So what I want you to do is I want you to go ahead, and again, I'm going to ask Spirit, okay, so Spirit, tell us, what does this represent in Sandra's dream? Okay, so go ahead, Sandra.
Okay, stop.
Got it, perfect, okay. Ah, the Queen of Cups. So this is you looking into a cup of love, okay? The Queen of Cups is wanting that romance or wanting that connection. And I don't know what your personal life is now, but again, this is a romantic connection that you're seeking, because the Queen of Cups is looking for someone.
Yeah,
so,
I basically am.
Okay,
I am looking for someone.
Yeah, so this is your subconscious coming out saying that, you know, you're looking for that right person. You're looking for that soulmate or the person that really works for you. Okay, so let's just see. So segment three, this attractive man who's pursuing you is talking with you and enjoying the party, but he seems important, okay?
Yeah.
So let's see
why
he seems important, okay, Sandra? So here again, spirits that work with me and for me, tell me why, okay, this man seems important, or why is it important that he's important? Go ahead and tell me when, Sandra.
Okay, stop.
Okay. All right. So this is a complicated answer, but I'll go ahead and I'll tell you why this is important, all right? You have the Three of Swords, which tells me that you've been through some trying times when it comes to your own personal relationships. Either someone has, in the past, not put you first, okay,
oh,
and I'll just put it that way, okay? Someone has not put you first and has let you down. And,
yep.
Okay, furthermore, tried to make it into your problem that he didn't put you first, that somehow it was your problem, okay?
Yeah,
so the fact that
probably.
This man is important. I'm sorry, Sandra, go ahead.
I said, yeah, probably.
Okay, yeah, I mean, we all know it wasn't, you know, but it was somebody else's shortcoming. But the fact that this man is important, he's enjoying the party, and he's enjoying you, is your subconscious saying that really that's what you deserve, is that somebody important would find you attractive. So,
and that he was attentive.
And he was attentive, absolutely.
Right, yeah.
And that he didn't choose someone else over you, okay? So this is also a self-esteem thing. They're telling you that you are more than worthy of having that kind of attention. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think as women, we can all appreciate this life story, you know? All right, let's ahead and let's go to... mingling, okay, and not eager to have met him. So you're worried that he's going to think that he's all that in a bag of chips, right? So you're mingling, and you don't want him to know that you were eager to have met him. So a little hard to get action going on there, Sandra. Let's see. So again, spirits that work with me, what does this mean in Sandra's mind? So go ahead and, Sandra, go ahead and interpret the dream by telling me when to stop.
Okay, stop.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I interpret this as you're not to be had for the wanting. In other words, the next man who comes into your life, simply because he wants to be involved with you, you'll let him know if he qualifies, okay, and whether he gets to be involved with you. You're going to be patient. Okay, and really, this shows me the Temperance card, okay? This is patience and balance because you've been hurt in the past. So,
yeah.
You know, again, you know, you don't want to just leap at the first person who seems important and who wants to give you attention. So this is your subconscious mind saying, I'm worth more than this now, and I want to make sure that I make the right choice. Does that make sense? So having patience. The angel pours from one cup to the next.
It does.
Okay, so far so good. We're pretty accurate
with that.
All
oh,
right.
Yeah.
Let's see why he's offering you money. I like that about him, but let's see why he's offering you money because you're at a party.
That was really strange. It was very strange, and I couldn't understand it, and I started to feel like maybe, I don't know, maybe it was like a donation of some sort. Like, it was odd.
Did he show you the cash, or did he just tell you he wanted to donate it to you?
No, he wrote me actually one check first for $1,000, and I kind of just ignored it, and then I guess he felt like it wasn't enough, so he wound up giving me 10.
Okay.
And that really got my attention. He saw that it got my attention, and I was like, no, this is just too generous. I can't accept this.
Okay. All right, go ahead and tell me when to stop shuffling. So we're going to ask again, why did this man offer Sandra a $1,000 check and then a $10,000 check? Go ahead.
Okay, stop.
Excellent. All right, let's just see. All right. Again, it has to do with self-worth, that when you look down, okay, and you saw the $1,000, and the fact that he was important. You have the Eight of Pentacles here. So this man, you work very hard, and it shows that you feel that your self-worth. The Eight of Pentacles is a person who works very hard, and they have coins all up on the wall. So even though they're working hard, they're making more money. I take this as a self-worth thing, okay? And they're asking you in your dream, how much do you feel that you're worth? Okay, is it $1,000? Is it $10,000? Why would $10,000 be too generous? Do you see? So this also needs to be a man of means, somebody who can afford you, who can afford to be with you, because you're not going to take care of any man either.
True.
That's
very
another
true.
So if he wants to be with you, he's going to have to cough up the cash. That's what it what it says, you know. But it also shows that you work hard. How does that resonate with you? I mean, do you find
it totally resonates with me because I've never taken anything from the men that I've been with, and I've always worked very hard for everything that I have, and I've never, I've accepted gifts and I've given gifts, but I've been way more gracious and more giving than a lot of them have been towards me.
Mm-hmm.
So I certainly would want to date somebody that, you know, was secure.
Well, I think that this is, they're trying to get through to you about what you're willing to receive. You know, because
yes, the self-worth part of it, which I've had a problem with as of late, and I'm working on that right now. But it just seemed like, I don't know, it just seems like he came out of nowhere. You know, in the dream, it just seemed like it came out of nowhere, where he was just kind of giving me this money.
And maybe, well, I mean, I think we all have self-worth issues. You know, everybody has them at different levels, so that shouldn't be something that you feel particularly, you know, ashamed of or anything like that. I think every person has a self-worth. But that's what the writing of the checks were. Okay, so he wrote a check for $1,000, and apparently he didn't feel like that was enough. So this tells me that this is a man who's going to feel that you're worth a lot more than that. What's interesting is that when he wrote the $10,000 check, you said, oh, no, that's too generous. So for all of my ladies out there, this is just my own interpretation of things of that nature. You have to remember that we all talk about wanting to have partners in life, right? But business partnerships are different than love relationships, okay? And although we want to work hard and do our part, how many of us have done more than our part or more than our share? Because women tend to think that, well, if I give to a man, they're going to give back to us in life like kind. And certainly some men do, but many men do not.
A lot of don't.
Right, and many men do not, okay?
Yeah, I've learned that lesson.
So this is just about they're asking you to decide, you know, what is your self-worth? What are you willing to accept? And maybe you might want to reconsider the $10,000 check. It seems generous,
yeah.
But it seems spot on, you know?
But, yeah, that I probably should have just smiled and thanked him and taken the $10,000 check.
Yeah.
I ultimately in the dream, I wound up taking it because he wouldn't take it back.
Wonderful.
You know, he wouldn't hear of it, although I did say to him, this is too generous because I don't know. I guess I was kind of being a little coy with him. That's what instigated the extra money because I guess when he gave me the $1,000 and he saw no reaction from me, I think he thought like, oh my, I didn't give her enough.
Right. And so your subconscious is actually saying
you're worth more.
You're worth more. Exactly.
Right.
You're worth more. You deserve more. And it's okay to accept more. So,
but it was great that he came back with so much more, not just like $2,000 or $1,500, you know?
Isn't
he came back with 10.
He came back with tenfold. So think about that, right?
Yeah,
that
what
sure
would
we
did.
Do. So, all right, so let's take a look at his introducing you to his daughter, okay, and then smiling and disappearing, okay. Let's see what that means. All right, so again, Spirit, if you want to go ahead and intervene here and tell Sandra, what does that mean? So go ahead and tell me when to stop.
Okay, stop.
Okay, I have the Ten of Pentacles. So the Ten of Pentacles is this is family. This is inheritance. This is somebody who, you know, you want to grow old with. Because in the Ten of Pentacles, you see a family. There's a grandfather, and he has, you know, a grandchild on his lap. And there are two grown children behind that man. There's a dog jumping up on his lap, and there's money all around. So I feel that at this part in your life, you're not willing to make compromises. You've had people who've been very demanding in your life before. Apparently, there were issues of self-worth because of incidents in the past. You're no longer willing to accept Anything less than family, okay, and being treated with respect for your own worth. And it shows that you will meet somebody of this nature. The Ten of Pentacles, again, is the family and growing old together. So this is what you really want. The fact that you met his daughter means that it's something lasting that you're looking for. You're not looking for a one-night stand. You're looking for something that's for the rest of your life, okay? So this is a committed partner for the rest of your life. And I feel that there's some fear there, but I think that based on the cards that we picked, you'll certainly maybe think this through again. I don't know. How do you feel about that?
I feel great about it. I think it was so spot on.
Well,
so many the cards just represented like each part of the dream so fantastically. I mean, literally, just the whole self-worth with the checks, I would have never thought about that. I literally woke up and thought, why did he give me money? Like, that's what I thought, and I never connected it. So thank you so much. That was really a unique experience.
Thank you. Well, you're welcome, and thank you for sharing your life with all of Laura's listeners. It's not easy to kind of be picked apart on the air with dreams, but it's always
okay.
Enlightening. So, you know, I do hope that that you check out the website and see what else is going on with the classes and things. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much, Sandra, for allowing us.
Sandra, before you go, can I add something?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Laura. I just wanted to add something that the angels were insisting upon me sharing with you. I also got a huge thread about the self-esteem. I'm so glad Karen talked a lot about that. And also, they want to let you know that your intuition is your best protection. So in other words, it feels like you're working out your stuff in your dream so that this can actually happen for you the way you want it to happen, and so that you'll know the right one, so that you'll know that he's the one. Trust that intuition. It never lies to you, okay?
Yes, thank you. I know. I am very intuitive, and I need to listen to that more, and something happens sometimes when you're too close to something, you don't always use that. So I'm learning that that's really important to always trust that intuition.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate your call.
Thanks again. Oh, can you put Karen's web up on your site so that we could check it as well?
I'll put it up on the chat room. Yeah,
thank you so much.
It's readingsbykaren.com if you'd like to learn more about Karen, or if you want to contact her for a reading or a dream interpretation. So we are coming to the close of the show, Karen. We have about a minute left to chat. So it really seems like you shared exactly what we're supposed to do for dream interpretation through that phone call. That was the best explanation we could have gotten, actually, by seeing
Wonderful.
It. Yeah. Anything else around that? You want to divide them into segments? You want to use your deck? Anything else around that you want to share quickly?
Yeah, just when you do pick out a card, you might want to sit with it for a little while, because the card that I pulled about him offering her $1,000 and $10,000, I really had to look at that for a second. What it means is that Sandra's going to know the right man by his generosity. Okay, and that might not have come through at first. So we tend to interpret too quickly sometimes, and you want to make sure that you're taking some time to really think about it. But it's been a real privilege to be on your show, Laura, and I hope that sometime I'm asked back so that I can do some more readings or talk about mediumship or any of the other things that we all love to discuss on the show. And I just want to thank your listeners for allowing me to be in your sacred space this evening. So thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you. I would love to have you back, and I know we didn't get a chance to talk about it, but I know you're going to have a book coming out too, so maybe that would be a great time to have you back. So thank you so much for coming on.
You're very, very welcome. Have a good evening, ladies. Take care. Bye-bye.
So you have been listening to Discovering Nature Spirit Radio Show, of course, and Karen Hollis was our guest tonight. You can find more about her by visiting her website, which is readingsbykaren.com. Our show comes to you Monday evenings between 7 and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And next week we have a special guest. Her name is Colleen, and she's coming on to talk to us about the holistic practice known as TSR. For more information about me, you can visit my website, which is thepurplerose.net. I hope that you all have a wonderful week filled with many, many blessings.